episode, we presented the story of the Operation Blue Star, which had a critical and unforgettable effect on Sikh and Indian history.
I'm glad to be back, and I hope that those who heard the previous episode have gained more knowledge on this topic. This event had a serious impact on my life and my family, but on a good note, I would like to say a thank you to Dana for being such an amazing support and helping me spread this knowledge to everyone.
I mean, that's why we're here, to help others become aware. Now, I want to point out what you told me backstage. You've been through some uncomfortable situations related to your identity as a Sikh. Tell us some of those experiences.
Some misunderstandings that affect our community are points when we are doubted to be Muslim because of the turban that we wear. One, people from other religions don't understand or notice that both of these turbans are worn in different ways, which could possibly distinguish who is from what religion. There were attacks at gas stations on Sikhs when they thought that they were related to Osama bin Laden, a character that unfortunately left a disgusting image on the Muslim community. They would even assume that we would bomb their territory. Even when I used to go to school, I would get teased saying that, "Are you related to Osama bin Laden? Will you bomb this school? Do you have a gun on you? Stay away from her, she will hurt you." This, till this day, is a very offensive, which is also a problem Muslims deal with today.
Yeah, even today children make these accusations, and it's definitely not the right thing to do, because as you said before, this could be very offensive, and to me, very false. I see this as a problem with religions that just because an individual uses the name of God in terrible acts, the public generalizes on the religious community.
You know, looking at you inspires me because it wants me to express the inner me, because I also love learning about other religions and how people continue to present them in today's world. So this whole time you got to know Sikhism pretty well, but I would like to know what your belief is.
Oh, it is a very interesting question. I get it a lot. I'm going to be very straightforward with you. I don't consider myself religious. I don't go to church. I don't pray as much as I should. But I do believe in a supreme being up there. No, that's God, of course. Some people say that I will be an agnostic or theist. An agnostic is someone who believes in God but doesn't follow a particular religion. But again, it gets complicated because being an agnostic is someone that doubts the existence of God.
Oh my God, sitting here and learning about the other religions or beliefs such as agnosticism is something I'd like to learn more about. I will be honest with you, but I have never heard this belief. Could you tell me how you came to believe in this belief? Did you want to, or were you forced?
Actually, I was born in a Catholic household. I did the basics of baptism, communion, Sunday church, and celebrated Easter and Christmas as the day Christ was born. However, my family was never forceful into making me believe any of these things. Therefore, as I grew older and had my own freedom, also coming here to the United States, I got to learn about different ideologies and religions that show me that as long as I do my best to be an honest, righteous, and kind person, I will have a fulfilling life. That's why I love learning about new religions, because I get to pick up the things that I like about them that will make me a better person, and I incorporate them in my life.
That's interesting how your parents supported you into this belief. Since I didn't know about this religion, getting more information has helped me understand your point of view. I think that religions should be a place where communities come together and live their life with a healthy purpose.
I believe in this world we must become tolerant with each other and show respect. However, those little traditions people have, like you in Sikhism, with the garments, hair, food choices, and so on, that's what makes it unique and special.
By getting exposed to new beliefs and cultures, I can understand and see how it is different to others than Sikhs. It gives me a better outlook to the other religions that I am surrounded by daily. Hopefully one day all people around the world would come together and stop the hate.
I truly wish that too. Thank you so much, Honora, joining me today and helping us to understand your beautiful culture.
It's been a delightful experience. Thank you.